bad. To Gubin. Greetings once again, beloved, in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad that you've turned your radio dial to join us again for a few moments of Bible study together. And I trust you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to the book of Matthew, where our study is beginning in the 24th chapter, the first book of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 24. And we're in our study concerning the Passover week. And the week, the Passion Week, it's called, the Passion Week of Christ, the week before Christ was crucified, including his crucifixion, his death, his burial, and his glorious resurrection. And so we're discussing and considering the events leading up to it. And presently, we're discussing his conversation with his disciples on the Mount of Olives as they have asked him a question, when the end of the age would be, the end of this period of time. And so the Lord Jesus is explaining this to them here in Matthew 24. And he's talking about the last 7 years of the church age, or the dispensation of grace, this particular age that we presently are living in. And it's called the Great Tribulation. And it was prophesied by Daniel in the Old Testament many, many centuries ago. Daniel prophesied concerning this wonderful and amazing event that is to transpire and is to take place. And so this is what is being discussed here by the Lord Jesus as he's talking about this in verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now this is called Daniel's 70th week also. It's referred to as the 70th week of Daniel. And this has to do with a period of time in which this world is going to go through trouble like it has never known. It's also spoken of the last 3.5 years as the time of Jacob's trouble. And it's going to be an awesome and terrible thing, unlike anything that has ever occurred in all of the history of the world. And this one world government is going to be set up. The last book of the Bible tells about the one world government that's going to be set up. And there's going to be a man that will head up the one world government and will oversee the one world government. Revelation chapter 5 on through the rest of the book tells about the setting up of this one world government and about the man who will come up on the scene. Revelation chapter 13 describes him and speaks of him as a beast, that he will not be an animal, but he will act like a beast. He'll be so cruel, so wicked, so vile, and so evil. And there will be a false prophet who will arise also, and who will be the head man of the false religion, who will support the beast, and who will cause the world to follow the beast, and will cause those who do not follow him to be put to death. and he will make a covenant with the nation of Israel for 7 years to protect Israel from those who would try to destroy her. And even today, as you well know, there are people that are wanting to destroy the Jewish nation of Israel and to wipe it off the face of the earth. But God has a plan for Israel, and there's coming a day when God's going to restore Israel to great power over the entire earth. And the Word of God tells about this, but this will not occur until after the 7-year tribulation and the end of the church age. And Christ Jesus will return to set up His kingdom in Jerusalem and will rule and reign over the entire earth for 1,000-year millennial rule and reign. All of this is yet in the future in our study. But if you will turn with me now to 2 Thessalonians, we're going to elaborate a little more on this passage of Scripture here in the book of Matthew, as the Lord told about and looked forward to the abomination of desolation there in verse 15 of Matthew 24, spoken of by Daniel the prophet. And he's going to stand in the holy place in the new temple that Israel will build during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period. And I understand that already Israel is ready to rebuild her temple. And this is going to come to pass, and this will occur. And the new temple will be built during that first 3.5 years. And in 2 Thessalonians now, if you go to the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, in front of Revelation you come to some short books, then you come to the book of Hebrews, and then in front of the book of Hebrews are a few more short books, and one of them is 2 Thessalonians. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're going to begin with verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the second coming of Christ back to the earth, and by our gathering together unto Him. And our gathering together unto Him, I believe, refers to the rapture. That is, the catching away of all born-again believers before the 7-year tribulation of trouble like the world has never seen comes, because he goes on to explain here in verse 2, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. He says, don't be troubled and distressed about knowing about these terrible and awful things that are coming upon the earth. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day, the day in which this one world government will come about and this man of sin will be revealed, that day shall not come except first there come a falling away. And we've already discussed how that today there's a falling away from the truth. And secondly, that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, this is the same man that I was telling you about that's recorded in Revelation chapter 13. The man that's referred to as the beast, this is the same man that he describes in Revelation 13. As a matter of fact, hold your place here, go to the last book of the Bible, and we'll briefly read Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea. And the sea represents the sea of humanity. That's what the sea is referring to, and Scripture here in Revelation makes that clear, that he's speaking about the sea of humanity. Having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And these 10 horns represent 10 nations that are going to help the beast, this man, come into power. They're the ones that's going to unite together. Many believe that it will be the European Common Market nations that will help this man to come into power and to begin setting up a one-world government. And during that first 3.5 years, he will make that covenant with Israel to protect them. The scripture goes on to describe this man. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet was as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now we know from Revelation chapter 12 that the dragon is none other than the serpent, Satan himself. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And so the dragon that he's speaking of here is a terminology or a symbol of Satan, a picture of Satan. And so Satan will give his power to this man. He will give this man his seat or his government. He will enable this man to set up the one-world government, and he will give this man great authority. Verse 3, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." Now here it indicates that this man, somebody is going to try to assassinate him, but it looks like he was killed, he would die, but actually his wound is healed, and he comes in greater power to take over and to rule over the entire earth for that 7-year period of time, and actually it'll only be 3.5 years, because the first 3.5 years he'll be bringing the world under his control and under his dominion. And verse 4 says of Revelation 13, "And they worshiped the dragon," that is Satan. Satan worship will become more and more prominent. Satan worship is already being practiced here in the United States of America. There are people involved in the occult who worship Satan and who pray to Satan and who even do sacrifices unto Satan. And it's all kept under cover, and it's supposed to not be well known. But this is occurring right now around the world. There are people who are under the control of Satan worshiping him. Satan has devised many false gods, and many people are deceived today worshiping false gods and obeying Satan and not realizing they're deceived by Satan. You remember that Satan is called the god of this world, which deceiveth the whole world. And in Revelation chapter 9, or chapter 12 and verse 9, it goes on to state that he deceives the whole world. Well, this is Satan, and he is the one that is deceiving the whole world that we're reading about here in Revelation chapter 13. And so they worshipped the dragon, which is Satan, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with the beast?" Now, we're going to stop here for this time, but next time, join us and we'll continue. Till then, goodbye.